Hello, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Actually, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
I'm not planning it anything.
I'm sorry?
I'm not planning anything yet.
All right, so you're still, let's say, probably about 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50. I'm not decided anything.
Got it. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Same thing. I'm not decided anything yet.
No, I mean in the 2020 presidential election.
Not for last the one that election?
Yeah.
I voted for Biden.
Got it. So now let me ask you, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Asian, South Asian.
Got it. And what is your age?
40.
Okay, understood. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal? Okay. Mm-hmm. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed at the moment, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
On average. On average. Like medium, like not 100%, not good or bad.
Got it. All right, now I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is banning tobacco products for adults.
7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
What about improving through 12 education?
8.
What about making college more affordable?
Same, 8.
What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
10?
Yeah.
And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
7.
7? Got it. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
It's also 50-50. Not everything is like okay.
So, okay. Understood. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel about that. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So let me ask you about Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
8. About 80.
80? Okay. And what about Republicans in Congress?
Same.
Okay. And what about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Almost 90, like 190.
Got it. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So let me start with the first one, which is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
I think average is like 5.
Okay. What about authorizing prescription medication?
8.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
8.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
5.
Got it. At the moment, we are halfway of the service, so thank you so much that you are taking the time to talk about that with me. So let me ask you, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or somewhat support? Go ahead, sorry.
Not support under 21.
All right. So you are somewhat opposed about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Banned.
I'm sorry?
Over 21, right?
Yes. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Someone support. I'm not 100%.
Understood. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community, to your own community?
It's more benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
I think ban is more benefit for community, I think.
Got it. So much more benefit, very much.
Yeah.
Or somewhat.
I think more benefit, like.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you spend on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Are they more important?
Got it.
Are you finished or you have more also?
I just have a couple of more questions. So we're just at the moment.
I need to start driving. I have it with my family, so can I leave that right now?
Oh, okay. I don't know if I can probably give you a call back. I'm not sure if in 20 minutes probably, so we can continue with that. Or
almost like 1 hour drive. I'm just starting drive right now, so almost like take 1 hour.
So
I'm going home right now.
Oh, okay. It is okay if I can give you a call back then tomorrow, so probably we can continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.